Jason PJ.
Zidim's Jason PJ podcast. Zidim.
Good evening. Welcome to tonight's podcast. Thanks to My Republic team dinner tonight.
Industry Zen. What is this? Oh, it's Japanese. This looks good.
You and Uber Eats.
Yeah. Well, we're all going to Uber Eats tonight for dinner.
Totally lost her. We're doing team dinner tonight.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out the gate. Because you know what? It's really hard. I'm doing this weekday vegetarian thing. It's really hard to find meals that are still healthy but vegetarian.
Yeah, right.
Because you end up going into Carbsville.
Are you eating fish, prawns?
In the weekends, but I'm trying to literally not have fish and meat in the week, which is really hard. Like, I was going to ease into it with just fish.
Yeah, right.
But no, I've gone cold turkey or cold vegetables, should I say.
I've never seen someone take it on and complain so much 3 days in.
I'm not complaining.
Last week you lasted till Wednesday and then got a...
No, that's because we had a work party. I lasted till Thursday. We had a work party Thursday night.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
This week I'm going pretty well.
Yeah, you're going all right.
I'm going pretty well.
You know, vegetarian pizza?
I can't have that.
You're not into pizza.
No, I am, but it's just like I'm trying to do this for health reasons. But then if I'm having like lots of carbs, then it's kind of...
Lebanese bread. That's what I make mine on.
Is that better for you?
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. I don't know. Now I'm going to go check. I've been sitting there. You know, for years there were these chips called Twisties in Oz.
Oh, we have Twisties, the orange things.
Yeah, I've never seen them here.
Oh, we got Twisties.
Bullshit.
Hey, Alex, do we still have Twisties in New Zealand? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They do chicken ones here too?
No, that's weird.
No, they're good.
Really?
They're good. He's checking. Twisties. Chicken?
Your Twisties are very different to ours.
Yeah, I thought so. They're different.
Why? What are yours like?
They're different. Well, they're
his are like Cheezos or whatever, you know. Those
with the rings you put your finger through it.
Yeah, but they're in like
No.
Like, they look like a witchetty grub.
They're like
a witchetty grub.
Like long.
What's a witchetty grub?
Like they look like a grub, wouldn't you say?
Like Cheetos.
Our Twisties look like grubs.
No,
this is terrible, Chad.
No. Our Twisties are like more like slugs.
Anyway,
What
I was going to say going back a couple of years ago, a mate of mine told me that Twisties only have 1 calorie per pack. And I was like, you're kidding. He's like, no. And I thought, fuck, what a great snack. Because I love Twisties. For a week.
Is it true?
For a week, I was trying to eat healthy, but I was snacking on. And Lou did it too. I'm like, babe, you're not going to believe it. Twisties have 1 calorie
per bag.
And
there's got to be yarn.
And every day we were eating Twisties. At night we'd finish dinner and go, God, we're still hungry. I will get some Twisties. And at the end of the week, just in passing, he goes, hey, remember what I told you about Twisties? Screwed up there. No, it's like, you know, thousands of calories per pack. My bad. And walks off. I'm just sitting there going, that's all I've eaten for a week is Twisties. That's all I've eaten.
Did he genuinely make the mistake?
He totally stuffed up.
Oh, my God.
So blasé about it as well. Oh, my bad, mate. Sorry. Probably explains the belt problem. But, yeah, like that's all I ate for a week. That's all I ate. Oh, since then, it's why I've stayed clear of diets. Just bad experience. You don't even know what they are.
No, anyway, but I feel like our Twisties.
Coming up on the podcast tonight, Verbal Ping Pong makes a return. We get an update on PJ's relationship with Peter Burling.
And Lorna made a return. I brought something to the table that I thought I was the only person in New Zealand who does this. Was I? Keep listening to find out.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Hey, you'd be proud of me. Finally took my car in for a service and a waft this morning.
Whoa.
I know. Well done, PGP.
How'd you get there? Tow truck?
No. Yes. Yes. Yes, she did.
Yep, gotcha.
Yep,
right.
Yep. So, actually, I haven't heard back. I hope my car's all right. I did give them my number. So I've had to be Ubering around today. And I...
Which you'd be used to, getting driven around.
Shut your mouth.
Okay.
So I ordered an Uber on my phone.
Yep.
And I was about to go to work, walked down the driveway, and all of a sudden I remembered that the gate had been playing up lately.
What, do you live in a gated community?
Don't. I live with my cousin Agent Dave.
How rich are you?
I'm not rich.
Grew up in Christchurch, family of doctors.
It's just a gate. Some houses have gates.
Oh, you know what else you've got at your place?
Don't.
True or false? How incredible is this?
Jason,
Wait on. The driveway when you drive down to your place, right, and it's quite a long driveway into the estate, as you get to the garage, don't you have one of those...
I don't know what they're called, but it's like a car revolver.
Alex, what's it called?
Revolving wheel.
What she's got outside the mansion, you know, at the garage.
It's not a mansion.
Where you park the car and it completely goes round. It's like a little car merry-go-round.
It's very James Bondy.
It is very James Bond. So you park your little shitbox on there and hit a button.
No, I'm not allowed to go on there.
Right.
Anyway, I'm going down the driveway and I don't take the post, but I enter the code and the keypad to get the gate open.
Right. Larry, the security guard, must have been on the break. Turntable.
Turntable.
Yep.
And it goes beep, which means it's not working. So I was like, crap. Of course, it hasn't been working the last few days. It's been about hit and miss. Enter the code again. Beep. Still can't get out. Starting to panic.
Yeah.
As I can see that my Uber driver is arriving. I'm like, shit, how do I get out?
Yeah, gotcha. How big's the gate? Can you climb?
No. Not on what I was wearing. I reckon if I was in super like active wear, maybe, but I'd still run the risk of getting grazers everywhere. So anyway, he rocks up across the road and he waves and I'm like, hello. And I start doing like a hand direction.
Which he would have thought, what a snob. I have to go to her.
No.
How high roller so is
I said,
this?
Sorry, the gate's broken. Can you just come over?
What's he going to do?
Well, because sometimes it works from outside.
Oh,
so
God.
I literally had to say, sir, can you please get out your car, come to the gate, walk over to the keypad and enter the code.
Did he do it? Did it open?
He did it and it opened. The only thing is that's the second day it's happened. It happened yesterday as well.
You got the Uber driver to get out as well? PJ.
I'm going to get a really bad rating.
You're going to be known amongst Uber drivers. This chick not only wants you to open the door for her, you have to open her gate when she leaves the house. Were you holding a juice? Was he like, would you like me to open that lid as well? I can drink it and tell you what it would taste like. Sons of Zoran.
Zion.
Zion.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
What is the strangest thing you have seen on public transport?
Oh, I just got a text.
What?
PJ. Not often seen on public transport.
Excuse me. I love public transport. I say this because a guy over in Queensland, Australia, some footage has emerged of him back in April, and basically he got spotted wheeling a full-size fridge on a hand truck into the elevator on a rail overpass, down onto the train platform and onto a train carriage. Unfortunately, he got intercepted by security.
This doesn't give us. Aussies a great name.
No, it really doesn't.
Right now, Kiwis are thinking, how tight ass are you Queenslanders where you use a train to move
house?
He's
being creative, you know.
So he's wheeled the fridge straight onto the train.
Unfortunately, he wasn't successful, though. The security man had to stop him and say, excuse me, this is not allowed. And he actually got slapped with a fine for bringing an oversized item onto a train.
Well, what's an oversized item? Like, could he have done a bar fridge? Could you have done a chili bin?
I don't know, I mean anything.
Where's the cutoff?
Well, I think like large suitcase.
You're making it up. You're so blasé.
Well, what else? Oh,
I have never gone to a train station before and seen a sign saying this is your baggage limit.
Good point.
You know what I mean? I'm just fighting the cause for him. That's all.
It gets worse. Additional footage has shown another man trying to shift a couch via the rail network. he flipped it end over end along the platform by himself.
I think that's so funny. That's genius. That's pretty good.
They've actually had to issue a statement saying, look, the organisation urges people thinking about doing something similar to book a removalist. Guys,
don't be a tight ass, guys.
Don't be a tight ass.
Get a truck.
Get a removalist.
When Lou and I went travelling for our honeymoon, we went to New York, and on the subway, we saw New York rats the size of cats. Like, they were full on the size of a cat. Google New York subway rat. Google New York subway rat. I guarantee it'll come out. It's like the size of a cat.
Sounds like you're saying New York subway rap. I'm hungry. Subway.
Yep. Have a look. New York
rat.
Subway.
Oh, no, I don't want to see.
They're big. They're big, mate.
Oh, see? It looks like a kangaroo. What? Oh, no, it doesn't. It looks like a wombat. No, wait. What is that?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Just been talking about the strangest things you have encountered on public transport. A couple of texts coming through. Hey guys, the strangest thing I ever saw on public transport was when I was heading on a bus and this family of 20 plus people boarded holding huge suitcases, baby jumpers and prams. The weirdest thing is this was a domestic bus to head into a town just a couple of k's away.
What's going on there? A lot of people are moving via public transport.
Yeah. Another one, just a short trip between Napier and Hastings, 20 minutes on the bus. A girl opened her school bag and started patting her cat. Every time it meowed, she snapped the bag shut. So random.
Have you heard the story? Tell Paige what happened to your mum. This is great. When producer Alex's family were travelling overseas, was it LA?
Yeah, we're in LA.
If you're going to do it, do the voice.
Wait, hang on.
So we got on this bus and it was so packed that we had to stand up, but there was this old lady sitting down behind my mum, and as the bus stopped, you know how you always get that back and forth when the brakes, bit of momentum? She stood back and stood on this lady's toe and she just let out this shriek. She goes, bitch, you stood on my mother's toe! and just like went off, whole lot of expletives, you wouldn't believe it. And then this lady ended up getting off the bus and the bus driver was like,
do the voice.
Folks, I deal with this shit every day. God, it was the most American, most LA moment you'll ever have.
Was your mum freaking out?
Yeah, my mum was like, all right, we'll just Uber from now.
The Jason PJ podcast.
So Wimbledon has been taking place overseas recently in the UK, and we've had some interesting stories come out of it, to be honest. We haven't really exactly thoroughly covered the tennis as such.
Oh, we have no idea who's playing, who's winning. There's just cool stories coming out of the crowd. Yeah. I used to play tennis.
What?
I used to play tennis. That was one of my sports.
So did I.
Yeah, I did it for a couple of years.
Did you?
Yep, used to go to practice on Tuesdays, would play competition on a Saturday.
I was good when it came to doubles.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
See, which was an indication of how bad I actually was, because I needed someone else to make me do well.
Right, yeah. And you know me, I'm greedy. I'd be like, mine! It was on the other side of the court.
I would never play tennis with you. I'm putting it out there now. So Rafael Nadal, he was having a game. He was playing a match. Oh my God, it's been that long, I can't remember the terminology.
Right now. If you were flicking through your radio and I'm like, oh, what have I got, Radio Sport? We just cleared that up. Just in that one sentence, we cleared up.
Momentary confusion.
Yeah.
So during a changeover in a match with Gilles Muller. See, I don't know if I said that.
I love the Gilles. Big guy.
Yeah. Which Nadal eventually lost. Viewers were a little shocked because he took the lid off a drinks pouch and all of a sudden summoned the nearest ball boy to take it for him and put it in the rubbish bin, which was very close to him. A lot of people are saying, oh, so you're good at smacking balls, but you can't take your rubbish to the bin.
I've never really comprehended the idea of wanting to be a ball boy, ball girl.
I get it. Of course.
You're an on-court
slave.
You're
like 8 or 10 or 12. You would feel like the coolest person. But you wouldn't say it like that. You'd go back to school and you'd be like, guys, I was hanging out with Raphael.
Yeah, you get all the free Adidas gear and all that
stuff. Oh, it'd be
amazing.
Yeah. So people are saying, I mean, look, maybe he is saving every inch of energy. I don't know.
You know what would happen? You know what the UK press is like. If he took the lid off his drink bottle and put it in the bin, everyone would be like, putting ball boys out of a job.
Yeah,
like, look at these tennis players. Oh, look at me. I don't need all the staff. We're downsizing. You can't win.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
The Jason PJ podcast.
I had a fight with the Ross boss yesterday, right?
What was it about?
And you know what he said to me at the end? He goes, ah, that's right. All good. That's why you're in a mood. Your mother-in-law's staying with you.
Wendy, how is she?
Yeah.
I keep forgetting to ask. Old wins.
Does everyone think my mood's changed this week because the mother-in-law's staying with me? Everyone looked at each other when they said no then. You're like, no, and look for backup.
No.
And then if I look out in the phone room, everyone's pretended to faint.
Not at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so we got Lou's mum staying with us at the moment, the mother-in-law. And, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I get along with Wens. Mm. I do. Sometimes she can be a bit intense. Mm. And you need to know if you're going into a conversation with her, you're going in for the long haul.
That's fine.
And last, no, not all the time.
You can say the same thing about me.
Not all the time. Yeah, no, but I can tune out with you.
Yeah, right. tuning out right
she
now.
She asks questions. Oh, I'm like, I like what you said. Last night, Lou and her went out for dinner and I was just laying on the couch. I was watching a bit of Entourage, like just having a bit of me time. And then I heard the car pull into the driveway and I thought, I just can't do it. I can't do it. Jason, have you been to this restaurant? You should try and go to this restaurant. Why haven't you been to this restaurant before? You should take Lou to the... Like, I can imagine the whole conversation. Mm. So I quickly shut the laptop, turned the lights off, went upstairs and went into my room and pretended to be asleep.
What time was it?
9 o'clock.
Well, that's believable.
And I laid up. Lou walked in. She was like, "Babe, what are you doing up here?" And I'm just like laying in bed with the faint light of the laptop. And I'm like, "Nothing. Just wanted to get an early night."
Like, well, I think she would have smelt a rat at that point.
There's been times in the here's my other concern.
What?
Right? Because I was talking to producer Alex about this the other day, and I was going to say there's been times in the past where this has crossed my mind.
What?
They say girls turn into their mums.
Oh, 100%.
Really?
I'm turning into mum, like more and more, and my mum is turning into her mum.
That's
my
fear.
It's a cycle. It is a cycle.
Lou and I we've had two fights where I've dropped it out. Doesn't go down well.
Oh, it wouldn't.
Where I said, you know who you sound like? Your mum. Wow.
Or no, for more effect, say your mother.
Yes. God, that was like throwing petrol on a fire. Whoa. Wow.
Well, you are ridiculously like your dad. And I'm not even saying this, like, as every year goes by and as every week we talk to Paul, I'm like, Jesus, it's like matching two people up with the same person.
Well, that's good. I've got a feeling if I'm sick. Alex was saying, I reckon this is true. He reckons guys want to be like their dads and you think girls don't want to be like their mums?
Yeah, as soon as you... Yeah, I'd say PJ, there are people that are the exception like PJ, but I'd say generally people don't want to be like their mothers.
Like your girlfriend, would you say she's like her mum?
Yes.
You were very careful when you said that.
Maybe.
It's not a bad thing, guys. It's a good thing.
Okay. All right. If you think it's a good thing and you think girls will react well, let's put that to the test. If there's a guy out there who's currently dating a girl who's like thinking, oh my God, she's exactly like her mother, and she's never had that conversation with them, and Paige and I will be the mediators.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll call her on the show and be like, hey, you know, Grant's here, your partner, he thinks you're like your mother.
I think it'll go down well. Oh. I really do. I think it'll go down well.
Okay, I'm going to go pull on my bulletproof vest for the next segment and armour.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
So my mother-in-law is staying with us at the moment. In fights in the past, I have said to Lou, God, you sound like your mother. Didn't go down well.
I think, personally, it's an absolute compliment.
Yeah, you're saying that because you're happy to be like your mum.
Yeah,
your
mum's very similar.
I love Anne. She's a free spirit. She's just cruising through life, which is what you do, a little bit fairy-like. And it's great, and it's working for you guys. Mm. A lot of girls don't like to be compared to their mum. Cameron is joining us on the air right now. G'day, Cameron. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Cameron, yes. You're a brave soul.
I think so.
Yeah, he's really not sure about this. So I said, look, give us a call if you're dating someone at the moment who you're mildly concerned because they're turning into their mother. Tell us about your partner, Cameron.
She's just very strict towards, like, a lot of things that I do. Like, if I want to go out with Matt, she's always like, oh, you should probably do this. Even if she's at work, she'll make sure that I have to stay home for something.
Oh, it's very controlling.
Oh, no.
And then does she, like...
But that's okay. That means she cares for you, Cameron.
Yeah, I guess so.
Is there anything she says that ultimately makes her sound like her mum? You know when they say the same quotes and you're like, oh, my God, I know that voice.
I don't know. It's just, like, being real blunt with you, I think. Those are the comments that... get me, and I'm like, oh, that's probably like what your mother's taught you.
Have you ever told her that you're mildly concerned she's turning into a mother?
No, not really. Yeah.
Right. And how do you think she'll take it?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue.
This is good. Like, we're doing it in a comfortable environment. We're here for you as well.
Is it comfortable?
How long have you been dating?
We've been together about 8 years.
8 years. Right. Okay, well, producer Alex has actually tracked her down. Her name's Ashley, correct?
Yep.
Right. She is talking to Alex at the moment, so she can't hear what we're talking about. But he's going to put her on hold, so I'm going to add her on. So here we go. Hello, Ashley. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I see what you mean, Cameron.
Oh. Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
Now, remember, you said this would go fine. You said
because I think it's a compliment.
You said every girl would like to hear this.
I think it's a nice thing.
Cameron, do you want to tell Ashley what you're concerned about, or do you want me to tell her?
Oh,
you could probably tell her.
Hey, Ash, don't be scared. Yeah. I know this would be quite, you know, like full on. We've just called you. You're on the radio. I don't know how you take this, but Cameron's mildly concerned that you are turning into your mother.
Oh. Did he say that?
Maybe. He just thinks you're a little bit controlling like your mum.
Oh. Ashley, I think personally it's a compliment.
Here we go.
Don't you think it's a compliment?
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a compliment. I turned out pretty well.
Good girl. Good.
Cameron's
you sound like your mother.
Cameron, remember, mate, we're going to hang up in a second. We won't be at your house when she gets home. So just keep it light and bright, buddy. We're all just having a bit of fun here.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Pack your bags. World Tour.
10 trips around the world to see the world's hottest artists. Already offloaded a couple. Next up, Katy Perry, live in LA. This would be amazing. Hello, Kylie.
Hi, how's it going?
What are you doing, Kylie?
Nothing much, just finished work.
Right, what do you do? Are you in need of a holiday?
Yeah, early childhood.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, cool. You just want one way then.
Jason.
I'm joking. That was a joke. Kylie gets it. Have you ever been to LA before?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is good. These are the sort of people I want to win the trip.
Have you seen Katy Perry live before?
No.
Right, this is what we want. Hang on. Have you done your homework and had a look at the seating map?
Yes.
3 out of 3.
Not really, because it was 2.
It was 2. We just jumped to 3. Yeah. All right, Kylie, what are you going to lock in the servo?
28B.
28B.
What section is that?
That is the back of premium economy.
So still premium, because they're high rollers. I see what you're thinking. Katy Perry, high roller.
28B. Yeah, no, it is not taken.
28B.
It's very close to the toilet. In fact, you've got the toilet right behind you.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, Kylie, Katy doesn't like to waste money. So you
Katy? Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie.
No, I'm saying Katy Perry doesn't like to waste money. It's her seat on the plane. You
yeah, right. Yeah, right. Of course. Sorry, that's it there for a second.
Sorry, can I get a confirmation what seat number again?
28B.
28B. Let's check.
You are cleared for boarding.
What?
Congratulations.
Oh, what?
The trip is yours!
What the heck?
What?
Stop it.
We, never give away stuff.
You are going to LA to see Katy Perry.
Hang on, I just have to go and tell my husband.
I just got tingles.
We won. A trip to LA.
Oh, no, the kids think they're going. This is going to be awkward.
Oh, I know, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. Tell them off the air. Tell them off the air.
I thought I'd do my birthday because my birthday's 28th of the 8th. So yeah. I was like, 28 now. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, and got 28. Hey.
Mate. Kylie, that is so awesome. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? This is great. You've never seen Katy Perry. You've never been to LA.
You checked out the seat map.
Yeah, I was going to say, you sound like you need a holiday.
Oh, that too.
But yeah, you checked out a seat map. Go you. You win a holiday.
Yeah.
Congratulations, mate. Enjoy the trip.
Oh, thank you so much. That's awesome, guys.
And it means tomorrow morning with Fletch, Vaughn and Megan, we play yet again. Up next, Justin Bieber in Tokyo. ZM's World Tour. Thanks to Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
ZM, afternoon, Jason and PJ. We are you right?
Hello.
Yeah, your mic's off. We're just practicing for the future. Let's play.
Jason PJ's verbal ping pong.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the show. We have moved to the other side of the desk. We are courtside for verbal ping pong. If you don't know how it works. Mate, what? All you've done for the past 4 minutes is look at your own reflection in the glass. And I'm going to tell everyone what you said. Before we got on the air, PJ looks at herself in the mirror and goes, I look effing hot.
No,
I didn't
say that.
Yes,
I can't remember
what
you said.
It's exactly what you said.
I can't recall saying that. I may have said it. I'm wearing glasses. I'm wearing sunnies.
I cannot recall.
Oh, no. Rules of the game, producer Alex, please.
It's a lot like the game Ship Came Into the Harbour. I'm going to give you 3 different topics. You've got to say something from each of them until one of you can't. Current score, 13 all.
Oh, God, the glare in this room is out of control. No wonder you're not wearing sunnies, Paige.
Obviously, the sunglasses getting to you, Hawkins.
No, I just think you look like a tool indoors wearing sunnies, but that's all good.
Oh, ooh, tools. Funny you should say that.
Oh,
no. Really?
All right, 13 all. Are we ready to go?
Okay, you can start, Jace, because I won last week.
Yeah, just. Let's not go into authors. That was a sensitive topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So first. You've got lipstick all over your teeth.
Seriously?
Yeah, looks like you just ate a lipstick.
First topic. Game shows.
Family Feud.
The Project.
I wouldn't say that The Project.
No. I watched it last night. Did you see the home viewer take away the car? Oh, lucky people.
First news, round of Jace.
News, not as you know it, and thousands in cash.
I miss Humble Jace.
The Project. Watch weeknights.
I miss Humble Jace. Oh,
it's all good, mate. You got sunnies on. All and right. You know what? What I love the confidence. Well, that'd be the project, Alex.
Did you see the disbelief on my face? Like, did you mishear me?
No. You left it straight.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing sunnies.
All right. PJ, we'll start this round.
As she talks about herself in the third person.
Could be the quickest verbal ping pong ever.
Oh, no.
And let's be honest. We could do it with a quick one.
Yeah. I get this. It's all over and you'll have to take your sunnies you bought for $10 in the chemist home. All right, here we go.
No, 25.
Well, you got ripped.
Number 2. Building materials.
Wood.
Steel.
Nails.
Oh, are we talking like... Yeah, you know
you said
I mean?
It's a material.
It opens up a whole lot of can of worms if we take nails.
Why don't you accept it this time and we keep going?
Cool.
Aluminium.
Corrugated iron.
Glass.
Steel.
No, it's steel! Oh, my God! I've won the project jackpot! I've won the car!
Can we just do a round for fun?
No, mate. Please,
no,
we can't. I'll tell you what we can do for fun. Buy you better sunnies
because
the game is over. Hawkins has taken it out.
The Jason PJ podcast.
Hey, Jason PJ here. Thanks for listening to our podcast. They're brought to you by MyRepublic.
Hey, if you're sick of limits, you can sign up to MyRepublic using the promo code podcast and you'll get a month free on top of what is already, dare I say, a pretty good deal.
Cheers, Jason.
What for?
Telling me that.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Lona.
We haven't done this bad boy in a while.
I'm so concerned.
Don't be concerned. Please don't, because whenever we do Lona on the show, it is a no judgment zone. And one of us opens up about something that we do that we think, you know what, hey, maybe we're actually the only person who does this.
Yeah, so today it's on PJ.
Mm.
We're about to find out if you are the only person in New Zealand.
I'm not entirely proud of this, and I feel like I was in a situation where I had no other choice.
Was it losing verbal ping pong?
Oh, my God, seriously?
Sorry.
I really miss Humble Jays. No, okay, so, and please do feel free to call through 0800-ZM if you've done this.
She's begging.
If you've done this before, am I the only one? I came into work this morning, and I had a couple of bags with me, and I also had a coffee in a hand. And when I walked... through the building, I realised I was busting to go to the toilet. Now, at this point, I had to make a couple of decisions. So as I'm walking into the bathroom, do I put my coffee cup down and leave it up outside the bathroom? In the atrium area? Correct. Or do I proceed to go into the bathroom holding my coffee cup?
You don't.
So what I did was that I went into...
No.
I went into the bathroom with my Sweet Flat White.
No.
And I took it into the cubicle with me.
Okay, here's my next question. Mm. And this is getting quite graphic. Where did you put it when you needed to use your hands to remove your pants?
On the toilet paper roll.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Really?
I think so.
Because I don't think you can balance something on them.
No,
like
no. You know, because we've got like the...
Oh, you got the straight one.
Yeah.
So you put it there.
Yeah.
Did you put it on the floor? You can tell me.
I have put it on the floor before.
How many times have you done this? Sounds like you go and get a latte just out of habit. Oh, I need to go pee. Oh, grab the latte to put on the floor.
It's not like I'm planning it. Things happen and sometimes you got to go to the bathroom. But I felt filthy.
Here's
but
what
honestly,
concerns me.
I'm not going to leave it outside the bathroom because someone could come along and nick it.
Here's what concerns me.
What?
If you're doing this, where does it stop? Like next week, are you going to be sitting there eating a kebab?
To be fair, is it intern David who said he's taken his food into the bathroom before?
Have you taken food into the bathroom?
Yeah, I've eaten cereal on the toilet before while doing number two.
We abruptly chimes in.
Rock bottom. Rock
okay,
bottom.
Okay, that's pretty feral. But in my situation,
charming.
In my situation, you can understand how that would happen, right?
You just don't take food. And I can tell you now, if there was other people in there, they would have judged you.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was swiftly in and swiftly out.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Lona.
Okay, so Lona is where one of us comes to the table, admits something they do, and they might be slightly scared they're the only person in New Zealand who does this. Guess what?
A lot of support on the text machine. Do you know what someone actually said? Okay, well, first of all, I'll reveal what I did. I went into the toilet with my takeaway Sweet Flat White this morning.
You know what? Off the air, I just said to PJ, why didn't you just leave it at reception? And she goes, oh, reception's like 2 km away.
I said 1 km.
Reception is 2 meters from the toilet door.
Yes, but it's still a rigmarole and I was late to work and I wanted to be on time.
You know, you're the sort of person that'll campaign in the community to get just a little stand put next to the entrance of the toilet where you can leave your food.
Surprisingly, a lot of support on the text. And someone said we've got little shelves above the toilet rolls so you can use those to put coffees on. Do it all the time.
Kendall, welcome to the show. Do you do this?
Hello.
Hello. Oh, she is one of your fans. Do you do this?
I am.
So you take food into the bathroom?
Yes, as long as you're not eating it in there, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine what else people take in there, like magazines and phones and stuff. Like,
that's true. Yeah, but they're actually not putting, no, think about that. You take putting, your phone in there. That's a really good argument from Kenny.
Yeah, but you're not putting your phone in your mouth. Like, you're putting your mouth up to the coffee
typically
cup
are,
straight
though.
Away.
Hello, Anna.
What are you doing here?
Hello.
Anna, PJ's not alone?
No, I do it all the time.
Okay, where do you draw the line, though? So do you take in takeaway coffee cups?
Yeah, do you set up a spit roast in
like,
there?
You're not actually putting your mouth on the bit you're putting on the floor, so I think it's fine. But, so there's no difference.
So you put it on the floor?
Yeah, on the floor. If I can, I'll put it on the toilet roll. But yeah. I take everything into the toilet.
Okay, that's right now I'm imagining you setting up a slow cooker in there. So I'm quietly concerned to what degree you are living in a bathroom.
Bex.
Hi.
What are your thoughts, comments, queries on this issue?
Well, see, the thing is, I learned a really disgusting fact about bathrooms.
Oh, don't do it.
What do you got?
I do what you do. I take all the coffees and everything else. Like this afternoon I did. I was at the supermarket. I thought, nah, I can make it round and get home. And I thought, no, I'm in Mount Wellington. There's no way I'm making a home.
Right.
So I took the bags of shopping and my coffee into the toilet.
Oh, yeah. I've done
you got
that.
Fruit and veg?
Yeah, right. What?
You got fruit and veg? Like in
oh,
the
yeah. I got through everything very, very quickly. I probably forgot half the things I needed, but that's right.
Right.
Got to the toilet, put everything on the floor, and I thought, hang on. When you do number twos,
oh, mate, come on.
Those particles...
Oh. No, Rebecca. No, I put her on hold.
Jason,
it's too graphic.
Jason,
people don't want
to
hear that.
At your age, we people can don't talk about toilet
no,
talk.
No, we don't. People don't want to hear that when they're driving.
I just found a fact.
What?
I just found a fact that when you flush, the germs travel as far as 6 feet.
Oh. I shut the lid. Always shut the lid and flush.
Yeah, my friend does that as well. All right, let's wrap.
I'm one step away from like hitting the flush button with a stick. I'm a meter out the door.
Let's wrap up with Cam. Hello.
How's it going?
We're good, buddy. PJ's not alone.
Nah, definitely not. God.
What do you take in there, Camber?
Usually a can of mother, and on the odd occasion, biscuits.
Biscuits and mother.
You just have a little
combo.
You have a little bicky party in there, are you, Cam?
Well, it's not like you're going to put them down on the ground. You're either going to stick them in your mouth, or like you're going to have to throw them away. So.
Imagine if a fire alarm goes off. I'm imagining Cam sitting there holding a bicky and a mother going, what do I do now? What do I do now?
ZM's Jason PJ.
Thank you for noticing today. You and several other people said something.
I've learned that when you get a haircut, I have to be the first one to bring it up or else you'll be offended.
Oh, you were seventh, but that's all right. You noticed it.
No, I have to bring it up first between you because otherwise you'll be like, notice anything different?
Normally you respond and go, no, you haven't lost weight. And I'm like,
it looks good. Maybe you'd been rocking some sideburns or something because there was a real notable difference this time around.
Is it good?
I
think
nice.
They're too short.
No.
It's doing that naturally. So my hairdresser, Heather.
Heath.
Yeah.
Your favourite. You honestly come in and rave about every time you have a cut.
Don't do that.
You're like, oh, guys, Heather is brilliant. She's fantastic. She's so nice.
Okay.
She's really good at what she does.
Hey, don't make it awkward next haircut. All right.
I hope I already have, Heather, if you're listening.
Next time I bring a book, they'll be like, unfortunately, Heather is booked then, and for the rest of the time you want a haircut. So she's cutting my hair today. She's recently married.
Yep.
And
Shout out to her husband. Hello, Heather's husband.
Are you done?
No, not yet.
And her and her hubby are... doing renos and stuff at
right.
the moment.
She was happily married.
Yeah, she. So am I. She was showing me photos of her renos on her phone and stuff.
Of her house.
And of her house. And I'm like, I know it. You know, I've been parked at the front many times. I'm joking.
You're not helping your case.
No, okay, that was a joke. Right, because no one laughed at me. It sound like I really do that. I don't. She said halfway through the haircut, she's like, oh, you know what? If you come for a haircut in December, I won't be able to do it. And she pointed to her belly.
Oh, congratulations.
Boom. See, I'm not going to jump in with that. Like,
why?
What? Like, it could be anything.
But she pointed.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. For a guy,
could
it could
be a hernia operation.
Could be a hernia operation. Could be, guess what? I booked into December weight loss classes, which she doesn't need. Mm. But, like, you know.
Yeah, but it could be anything, right?
It could be anything. And
she told you before, but you forgot about it.
Yeah,
imagine
plus, she's holding scissors. So, you know, you don't want to say anything.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And so we just sat there, paused for a bit, and then I thought, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'll just do it. I'm like, congratulations. which I mumbled in case I wasn't right. And she's like, oh, thank you, we're pregnant. I'm like, oh, yeah. Here's the problem I've got with people having a baby or about to have a baby. All right.
What have they done now?
You know when people tell you, because then you get into the conversation going, oh, is it a surprise? When people say the words, oh, we're planning to, like, oh, hey, we're about to plan to have one.
Oh, yeah, you know that they're about to.
Well, they're pretty much saying, hey, guess what? Next month we start structured sex. Like, that's that's what they're saying. Hey, guess what time frame I'm doing up at home at the moment? What are you doing Tuesday? Ovulating. What about you? Like, that's what they're saying to me.
Too much information.
That's what they're saying.
So, wait, did she say that to you?
No, but just like she was like, oh, yeah, we're planning. And I'm like, oh, again. And then another person recently said to me the other day, they're like, yeah, I think we're going to try next month. And I'm like, cool, I won't call you. Like, my chance.
Oh, you don't want to interrupt?
Yeah, exactly. No, on my luck, I'll call. What's happening? You know, I told you last month.
Jason PJ, the podcast.